You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Henday built. Thanks for having us in. It makes the commute a lot easier now for all our home games. We'll be doing it at Chez Chateau Gazzola here for this coming season.
Yeah, I like to call it the Satellite Studios, Greg's.
Oh, yes. Nice. Nice.
But it is something. It makes sense. And you brought this up last season, of course, without the vaccinations and all of that wasn't possible. But it makes total sense. Why drive all the way home when we go to morning skate? Just come to my place, plug into the board. Strutty can come by here. I'm texting with him right now.
Did he give you a list of snacks? Because he's a real... After hosting him for a year and a half, he's big on snacks.
Listen to this. So, because you told me that, I assumed as much. I said, what do you want for snacks? After my hit with Greg's, I'll run over. I'll get us some snacks. We'll be good to go. I want to be a good host to you guys.
Well, chips for sure, I said.
You know what he wrote? I get high on life, Tommy. No snacks today. I don't believe him for one second. I'll be running over and getting
You know what he's doing? He's just saying that. So when he comes here, it's like, what? There's no snacks? And then it'll just be ripping you. So
smart. Of course.
Smart. I like it. Lots to discuss on like having watched the waiver wire and the fact that Tyler Benson's on a two-way deal, I just think it's too easy for a team to take a chance on a young player and claim him. So I don't think the Oilers will put him on waivers, but I do think they'll put William Lagesson on waivers. And I also think Skinner goes down. I think that's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
So then the other one comes down to Turris, Sevier, if they sign him or not, or McLeod. Out of those three, which one isn't here on the opening day roster?
A week ago we would talk about this, and I would say probably I would think to myself, well, McLeod, maybe he needs some more seasoning down in the minors to find that offensive groove, get back to what he was doing last year in the AHL, was playing excellent, obviously, got him the call up. And now as we approach the regular season, I'm starting to look at Colton Sevier, and I'm thinking to myself, does management think Kyle Turris has done a good enough job to keep him around? And does he fill enough of a void that they don't need to keep Sevier and give him that contract? And the other thing, too, with Benson, Greggs, like, you're right. Other teams might take a flyer on him. Here's a guy that you've drafted and developed, put in the time, money, and effort to get him to this level where he's basically on the cusp of being an everyday NHLer. And if you let him go, there's teams that probably scouted him in the AHL, liked his numbers, liked what he did, his development, and would pluck him. And do you really want to lose a guy just like that? So, listen, I know there's people that like William Lagesson, but as an eighth defenseman, what is he really doing? He's not doing anything for himself except collecting an NHL paycheck.
Yeah, so I honestly... He's a guy, he's probably a player that would hope another organization would claim him.
Sure.
Simply because you got Samarukov, you have Broberg, you got Berglund all coming, and I think they might have all passed him.
Yep. And the other thing, too, Dave Tippett actually really subtly said this. He said, okay, guys that might not be in the opening night lineup next Wednesday against the Canucks, if they're on the roster, they're going to be playing. So if McLeod and Benson are here and they're not on the opening night roster, they might be in that second game of the season, depending on who the matchups are and how they want to approach that opposition. So it sounds like he's willing to use the roster and not just have guys sit around for too long because he wants to use them in different scenarios, especially for young guys. You need them playing too.
Yeah, 100%. Now, tonight, Nugent Hopkins and Hyman, Zach Hyman talked about, you know, just kind of getting, you know, used to one another, but he's more so all at the same time just trying to ensure that the last two games, you do the little things. And I found it interesting. He said, you want to be ready to start the game. Now, they had heavy legs, according to Dave Tippett, the last game. And I could buy that. I've watched hard practice. Strutz talked about it. He goes, oh, yeah. Well, anybody, if you ever do a hard leg workout, then the next day you're just like, oof, a little tough. So I expect the Oilers' top two lines tonight. Like, Pettersson's playing his first game of the year. You know, Hughes is playing his first game of the year. I think Edmonton's going to come up with a lot of jump early to try to get themselves in a mindset. Because this is pretty close to regular season lineup. Obviously, I think Perlini and Shore would be in it, and maybe Cuckoo over Russell because he just hasn't played much yet. But I'm curious to see how Edmonton starts tonight.
Well, the first 30 minutes against Calgary on Sunday was not particularly great. They were their own worst enemy. Sloppy defensive zone stuff, Greg's. The last two games we've witnessed and we've heard Dave Tippett talk about how he didn't like it. So here's your chance to iron that out. And you're right, Zach Hyman was talking about it, and we'll see if there's a little chemistry between him and Nugent Hopkins. And I know there's been some people kind of freaking out about it on social media saying, you know, why are they going to this nuclear line right off the get-go in the preseason? And why are they putting Hyman with Nugent Hopkins? And why is Terrace up there? Well, there's a reasonable explanation to all this. There's going to be times where we see Draisaitl and McDavid play together. Whoever's on the right wing will benefit from it. Right now, it's Jesse Puljujärvi. We'll see tonight. And then the Terrace thing, Yamamoto's hurt. You mentioned it in the first segment. He's going to probably miss it. Well, we know tonight, and then maybe in the final preseason game. And then let's see what you got. Can you build chemistry with these other guys? We heard that maybe Hyman and Nugent Hopkins could kill penalties together, get them on the same page, learning to read off of one another. So preseason's a time for experimenting a little bit here and there with some things, and I think that's what we're seeing. And so those that are jumping to conclusions right out of the gates here, you can breathe easy, and we'll probably see the lines evened out when we get to that first game. But it makes sense. You're trying things out. You want to see what you have, and especially with this many options compared to years past where they didn't have this many options, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, really.
Tom Cazzola joins us at Sports Leader TSN 1260. Mike Smith wasn't sure how many games he'll need to play or not. It depends how he feels after tonight. But I look at Chris Russell, and Chris Russell's going to get two preseason games. Do you think it'll be enough, or do you think Slater Cuckoo's going to be the guy who starts game one?
I'm at that point where I'm starting to think that maybe Cuckoo has the inside edge over Russell, just a little bit bigger. I'm not saying Cuckoo has much more offensive ability, but it's not like Russell's been lighting it up by any means. Yeah, probably off the get-go, considering the injury, considering the amount of time Russell's missed, he's basically playing catch-up. And even though he's a vet, he admitted, he's like, you need those puck touches, you need those reps. Hyman spoke about it too, is just getting into that game action and that rhythm. And Russell, whether or not he's a 15-year veteran or not, or a fresh-faced rookie, he hasn't had those touches and those reps in live action. And I think that puts him behind the eight ball a little bit. So maybe Cuckoo does have the edge. But at some point, I think, you know, depending again on matchups, we could see Russell sliding in there. Plus, factor in, he can slide over to the right side if you do get guys who are dinged up throughout the season.
What do you make of the Vancouver Canucks?
Interesting, because you think on paper they did some things to improve. I like that they're kind of giving Demko a little bit more of the leash to run with the starting job. And then they brought in Yaroslav Halak, who's been around a long time, and he's pretty steady. I know he was playing on a good Boston team the last couple of years, but I think he's a step up over Braden Holtby. This team has potential. Quinn Hughes and Elias Pettersson not being there for the start of training camp, missing some time before that deal got done for both guys last week. That, to me, is going to put them behind the eight ball, but I think this is a Canucks team that could be pushing for third in the Pacific. I think they'll be fighting with Calgary. I don't really see Seattle up in the mix with them. This Canucks team could be better compared to last year, especially if they're healthy. But how good that they've become, I'm not so sure. I like OEL. I like Connor Garland. Some improvement here, Greggs. Middle of the pack in the Pacific. How does that sound?
Yeah, see, I think Vancouver, like Elias Pettersson basically didn't play last year. I shouldn't say didn't play. He played 26 games. Right. And, you know, when you're missing one of your best players for like your best offensive player for half the year, I think that's if he's healthy, that's a big improvement.
True.
And Garland and Oliver Ekman-Lyneström, you just look at those two. And I contracts aside, because this year their contract money is actually the same as the guy they trade out. But everybody they shipped out is better. My concern for them early will be no Sutter, no Mott for their penalty kill. Yeah. Right, I think that can be a challenge for them. I expect Edmonton's power play to light up Vancouver a little bit tonight. Their power play started to click. Vancouver doesn't have a lot of NHL penalty killers going tonight, so I think it might be a point night if Vancouver gets in any sort of penalty trouble. But like I look at Vancouver, and I see a lot of people that are really high on the Kraken, and I can't get behind that.
I don't get it.
I don't get the Kraken because I look at, say, because maybe there's a little bit of Vegas in there. And I understand that they've got Grubauer. Okay, Grubauer's good. Grubauer's actually been really good for, I think he's got the third highest save percentage over the last 3 years. Yep. Only three guys have 920. And, you know, he's at 920. Bishop's, I think, leading at 922. So it's pretty close. He's been good, you know, for 5 or 6 years, not just last year when he got to a Vezina finalist. And I look at their defense, and I'm intrigued because I look and say, okay, Jamie Oleksiak's going to go from playing with Miro Heiskanen to Vince Dunn. I like Vince Dunn, but he's not close to Miro Heiskanen. Now, right. Maybe Oleksiak made Heiskanen better. We'll have to see. But, you know, then Larson, Giordano. You know, Larson had a really good year in Edmonton last year. The prior two seasons of that wasn't that good. So I just, I'm not sure where they're going to get their goals from, because when Vegas finished fifth in their rookie season in goals in the league.
Yep.
Fifth.
Yes.
Right. And they had Marchessault career year. William Karlsson career year. They had four, their top four scorers all had career years that never came close to it. And those guys were all between the ages of 23 to 26. Or sorry, 27 for Marchessault.
Mm-hmm.
Now you look at Seattle's top six. They're between the ages of 28 to 32. Like, Eberle's had his career year. I don't think he's going to get 76 points again, right? Like, is Yanni Gord going to score that much? Is Jaden Schwartz going to do it? Like, I just don't see where they're going to get this offense from.
Valid. I mean, and it you thought that maybe going into free agency after the expansion draft, because we were asking the same question, who's going to score the goals for this team outside of Jordan Eberle? I like the Schwartz pickup. I'll admit that. I thought he was a guy that, when we were trying to analyze who the Oilers might go after, I thought, hey, Jaden Schwartz has been a pretty consistent player for a while, so I do like that pickup. I have question marks about Phil Grubauer still. And I know he's got Chris Drieger with him, and then they have Joey Decord, but Grubauer's highest amount of games played, Greggs, was last year, and that was 39 games. Can he do it for 60? How many games does Drieger get? Do you go 50-30? What kind of Chris Drieger are you getting if you're not going to play Grubauer 60 games? Drieger had a fantastic year, a coming out party, if you will, last year. But what type of goalie consistently is he in the National Hockey League? The defense, you know, if they can break up cycles and scoop away rebounds and all that, great. But if you're not getting that first save, that doesn't really help. And then on top of that, if you're not getting the goal production like you alluded to, good luck winning those 2-1 games, especially when you're the team fishing out two pucks and you're the only team that in that game that can get just one. So that's an issue for me, I think, when you look at the Seattle Kraken.
How much of a soccer fan are you?
More so now with what our men's national team's doing. Of course, the women have been great, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm intrigued by this game tonight. I'm intrigued. And I was looking. I haven't been able to, Connor, maybe you can help me. Like, are the tickets for the November game on sale yet? Because I went online and I couldn't find them. Now, granted, maybe I'm not the most tech-savvy guy, but I didn't see them yet. Now, maybe there's an announcement because they think they'll sell out. They might sell out. Like, that's a pretty big game, two of them, on the 12th and the 16th. But this month is huge, these next few games for Canada.
Yeah. Get your thermal gear for those games, too, the way. But it's awesome. Like, I like the gamesmanship, having those games here. We're bringing in teams from countries that are way warmer, and you're making them play in the cold. Bring it on. I love that. And I know our fans here of any sport, when they get behind an event, they're fantastic. So fill up Commonwealth. I think that would be amazing to see. I want to go, Greggs. Those are Oilers game nights, though.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. Sucks to be you, but I'll be going. Canada, by the way, they're taking on Mexico tonight in the, of course, that's Estadio. Azteca, that's going to, like, that's massive, right? And Mexico, what are they ranked? I think they're number 9 in the world, maybe 8. So this is going to be their toughest test for sure tonight. So we'll see where they come out. Then they've got Jamaica, and then they're at Panama later on. I think that's in Toronto. And then, of course, they got the games in November. So I'm looking forward. I kind of like that it's, you know, it's like a stretched out. It builds the anticipation a little bit. You're looking for the games as they go. And I'll tell you, it'll be massive when you have, you know, the best Canadian star ever out of Edmonton. And some are going to argue that when it's all said and done, Alphonso Davies will be the greatest men's soccer player in history. Right? You know, him and Christine Sinclair, that'd be pretty good, male and female. And to play in his hometown, like, he'll be hyping it up. He'll be pretty pumped.
It's cool. I love it. I love it, especially in a year where the Elks are struggling. Let's get that stadium full, safely, of course. But I'm jealous of you because I talked to Lieutenant Eric. He's the one that wanted to organize this. People from the station going. And then Wanick gave me the bad news that no go because there's Oilers games those days.
That's too bad. Yeah. I'm curious about the start time as well.
Ooh, do you go in the afternoon just for the well-being of everybody?
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
But, you know, they want prime time. Like, it might start at 6 o'clock, 8 Eastern, right? Maybe 4 o'clock, so 6 Eastern. But I think they're going to take into TV numbers into consideration, right? And usually the games will start, like, you look, now I'm not saying the Stanley Cup, but you look at when, you know, national playoff games, like Stanley Cup, they're starting at 6 our time. So I could see something like that.
7 o'clock.
It is November, and what time?
Ooh. 7 o'clock. 7:05.
7.
7 o'clock.
And tickets not on sale yet. They are on sale for the game in Toronto with Canada against Panama, but not for the Edmonton games yet.
All right. When are the Edmonton games going on sale? You know, next week probably.
Got to be.
Like
soon.
I would think it's got to be within a month.
Right.
Right. Got to think it would be within a month of when the game's going to be played. I would hope anyway. So, I am. I'm definitely looking forward to that one. Tommy, some of our texters, and I think it was actually Connor. So Connor, is there a frozen pizza box in your garbage?
Yes, confirmed.
Is there cookies in your cupboard?
Yes, confirmed.
What kind?
White chocolate macadamia nut. You want some?
Well, yeah. What are they doing in the cupboard?
I told you. I was going to run over to the store and get us.
Yeah, before Strutty gets here, let's get him.
Hey, I was going to say at the break, Dean from Locals offering us some snacks too. He's right down the street.
Oh,
so.
Dean, the man. I love it, Dino. We might have to take him up on that offer. Whew.
And can I clear something up before we wrap up this segment? You observed my photos and stuff. I told you when you walked in, I don't do any of the decorating around here. Eva G, my mom, does. I just give her the money. She goes and takes care of it. So she picked these pictures out. Me and Rashog, that was her. She's like, I really like that photo of you guys. So she goes and she gets it made. That's how it all goes down. Okay. Like Warren Moon, that's me. Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, that's me. I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, I'm ranting.
That's all right. Strutty will want to know where your Godfather 4 picture is, though.
I'll have to explain it
to
him in person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you have Pilsner in your fridge?
No, I don't. I like Pilsner. I don't drink it regularly, though.
Okay, yeah. We're not at Lieutenant Eric's house.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if we're there, trust me, it would be... Oh, I think he has a special tap in his fridge for that.
That sounds about right.
Tommy, we'll have you back here in your own house in about 3 hours for the pregame show.
Can't wait.
There you go.